Beloved radio friends, in the precious and the worthy name of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, we greet you again. We give you a hearty invitation to pay strict attention to the precious Word of God as we continue to minister upon the future program of our God in relation to His earthly people Israel. We've had the joy of seeing there will be a national resurrection and an ultimate restoration of the nation unto their Jehovah. We have touched upon some of the precious truths that the Word of God reveals in the prophetic teachings. We continue on a theme that we have just begun, the theme of Israel's greatest time of trouble. We have noted and emphasized in our preceding message that the purpose of that period, called in the Word of God the Great Tribulation, primarily is one to prepare the nation of Israel for her coming Messiah. We noted that in the words of Moses, in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 30 and 31, he prophesied, even before the nation entered into the promised land long ago, that at the end of days, they would be in tribulation, and that the Lord would be merciful toward them, that he would not forsake, nor would he forget, the covenant which he has made with their fathers long ago. May I state, beloved, with emphasis, God will yet bring about a spiritual restoration of Israel to their Jehovah and to establish his covenant which he made to their fathers. But it is very interesting and important to realize, before that ultimate restoration will come, they must pass through an unprecedented time of trouble that has ever been known in their history upon the earth. We take the words of another prophet today, the prophet that has been called the weeping prophet, Jeremiah. And we read from the 30th chapter of Jeremiah's prophecy, beginning at verse 4, and read through verse 7. And here are the words of the prophet. These are the words that the Lord spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now, and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins? As a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. Beloved, these words were written by Jeremiah during one of the great captivities of God's earthly people, known as the Babylonian captivity, when approximately 1 million Jews were taken into captivity by King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. And in that time of their history long ago, the prophet Jeremiah foretold of an unprecedented time, which he calls the time of Jacob's trouble. Please may I emphasize what these words declare to us? Consider them carefully. It will be a time of greatest fear in their history. Note, we have heard a voice of trembling. We have heard a voice of fear. We have heard a voice that is not of peace. Is the prophet's word to Israel, declaring that this time that is yet to come will be the time of their greatest fear in their national history. May I go even further to declare what the prophet implies, which we must apply to the Great Tribulation? It is a time of unequal danger. Notice what he says. So that none is like it. He gives some tremendous similes regarding the character of that time. He speaks of a man being with travail, with child. Who ever heard of such a thing? And yet he goes on to explain the meaning of it. Wherefore do I see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness? Beloved, if I can possibly do so, may I impress you with the solemnity of the prophet's words, when even at such a time, he likens it to a man passing through travail with child. He likens it with every man as well as all faces being turned into paleness. My beloved, there are many conditions upon the earth that should turn our hearts and make our faces indeed turn pale today. But I would like to emphasize the solemnity of the prophet's utterance that the time of Jacob's trouble, the great tribulation, is going to be unprecedented in its character as the scripture teaches it. May I just point out some of the salient features without having nor taking the time to point to the scriptures that refer to the facts. For there are many scriptures that describe that terrible day. But here is a summary of the many scriptures. The summary tells us that from the word of God, it is going to be known as a day of unprecedented wrath. A day of wrath. It's going to be known as a day of judgment. It is going to be known as a day of indignation. It is going to be known as a day of unprecedented trial and trouble. It's going to be a day of destruction. It's going to be a day of darkness. It's going to be a time of overturning. And it's going to be a period of great divine punishment in retribution for the sins of the world, as well as to bring Israel through that fiery trial to bring them to their objective. And it is called specifically by Jeremiah. He pinpoints it not as the trouble for the nations, though it will include all the nations, but he pinpoints it particularly for Israel. The time of Jacob's trouble. This is the specific objective of that period in relation to the nation of Israel. But I cannot conclude the message and the thought of the scripture in Jeremiah without continuing at the end of the verse, the last verse, the 7th, to remind my listener what God said through the prophet. Though that is the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. My beloved, there is an absolute assurance. Through it, out of it, from it, the nation shall be delivered. May I read the words that very similarly describe that period by Ezekiel? For in Ezekiel chapter 20 and verse 37, we have the prophet Ezekiel referring also to that same time. And you will find this, beloved. This is worthy of note. Whenever God mentions in these prophecies this specific period of trouble for his earthly people, it is not without linking it to the assurance they will be delivered out of it and come through it to the blessing that he will bring upon them. Likewise, in the words of Ezekiel, which we now read, these words are found in Ezekiel 20 and verse 37, very brief. God saying, and I will cause you to pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of covenant, or into the bond of the covenant, as the prophet Ezekiel writes the words. Now just think very carefully. Don't gloss these words of scripture over too lightly, which we so usually do. Consider carefully. The first part of the verse tells the time of trouble. The latter part of the verse tells the result of it. The prophet writes, God speaking to him and through him, I will cause you to pass under the rod of God's judgment. My beloved, you and I who are Christians, let us not forget the fact whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. And even for believers, Christian men and women today, we know something about the rod of chastening. And nevertheless, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but rather grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness to them that are exercised thereby. And God's people of any and every age, his own children, he visits them with chastening to correct them, to discipline them, and to restore them to himself. Now what we are considering in our theme is the nation of Israel. They are God's earthly people. You cannot deny that. Some do. Some say that he has nothing to do with them anymore. I don't believe it. The scriptures teach contrary. But may I point out again that Ezekiel prophesied they would come under God's rod of judgment. And I will cause you to pass under the rod. But my beloved, let me reaffirm that rod of judgment is to chasten the nation, that he may bring the godly remnant that come through it into the bond of the covenant. And they will be brought in under the blessing of God's covenant, ultimately as a nation, as he has promised. My beloved, let me repeat again. It will be the greatest time of Israel's trouble when that period comes. Now again a word to my listening friend. Are you saved? I do not and I cannot assure you of a salvation beyond if you refuse Christ today. And I would earnestly plead, consider the salvation of your soul now and turn to the Lord Jesus and find him as your Savior today. Father, we pray, though we study the time of Jacob's trouble, may some troubled soul find Christ today to be saved for his name's sake. Amen.